All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Backstage Laugh podcast, formerly known as the After Showcase podcast. And this is the What's Up With That Nickname Thing, new name episode that we said we wanted to do. We're sitting here on a beautiful, chilly Saturday afternoon. And Justin, how's everything going over there on your side of the things?
Things are going well. Things are going well. It's a little cold for my taste. A little cold.
Sun feels good, but it is chilly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things are going well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are joined by a gentleman that has really helped us get this whole thing together. And when I say this whole thing, I mean comedy in general in Anderson, and specifically at the Kettle Top Brew House. Co-owner and general manager of Kettle Top Brew House, Mr. Dan Hiles is in the house. What's up, buddy?
Thank you, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Well, we wanted to kind of, this is an out of the norm episode. Normally we sit here with comedians after shows and kind of get the backstage story with what's going on with them. But we wanted to kind of, you know, just talk about the way things are going and what's coming up and other things like that. And one of those things that I wanted to mention was our name change.
Yeah, we changed the name.
Yeah, absolutely. We decided to go with a little bit different branding, which, you know, sometimes has to happen. You know, Justin came up to me one night at Kettle Top and was like, "Hey, man, are you married to this name?" I'm like,
"Just are you married?" Yeah,
you know,
because I'm trying to get in there.
Exactly like, what he
are
said.
Are you married? No, but I know someone would be really mad if they heard me say that.
But no, I had talked to like three people the day before that were like, "Oh, you do a podcast? What's it called? I'm gonna download it. I'm gonna like it, subscribe it, whatever." And all three of them, I told them the name, and they were like, "I can't find it. You find it for me."
So yeah,
I was like,
absolutely.
"Hey, can we?" There's a lot of after show things, after showcase things, a lot of that stuff. So I figured we just go all new with it. So it's now Backstage Laugh.
Yep, Backstage Laugh podcast.
Kind of a play on Backstage Pass, which is it definitely works for the show
because
definitely just a backstage.
Kind of, well, yeah, that's what we're, you know, we want people to get to know the comedians and the folks that kind of, you know, help make that possible. And, you know, you can't get, you know, further backstage than, you know, the guy running the show. And Dan, while we have you here, you know, I just want to say thanks so much for giving us the opportunity to not only host comedy, but, you know, do this podcast and sponsoring us with Kettle Top, man. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's not a problem at all. Since we started Kettle Top Brew House, as you know, Colin, you and I go way back about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, with both you and Justin and every talented comedian we bring in there, it's great to see that it's finally on the rise for Anderson. Kettle Top couldn't be more happy to support and do anything we can to keep this going. We see the open mics continue to get better and better every time we do them, especially with the showcase too. Our phones ring off the hook literally for ticket sales the last week, you know, trying to get their ticket in and freaking out because it's going to be sold out. And so that's a huge feeling of greatness to see that you have that much not only interest but people who genuinely want to come to not only support local business but the comedy aspect in Anderson. And you guys have brought some great talent in, and I can't even think of all the names of comedians that have came through, but
oh, for sure.
Thank them as well, because it's really brought a special niche, you know, kind of back to that downtown feel that there's so much going on. And I literally have people all the time, you know, they're again thanking kind of Kettle Top, but at the same time, it wouldn't be possible without everybody. And
sure,
so
that's true.
So we, of course, you know, thank you too that you have the ability to have multiple facets of entertainment other than just live music. So
yeah, for sure. And I think you hit the nail on the head there, having multiple facets of entertainment. One of the things that I think we did our first open mic like almost this time last year. Mm-hmm. I think it was the first week of May. I think it was like the first week of May, and we were kind of getting this same kind of cabin fever. The snow will not go away. Mm-hmm. We keep having these delays. And, you know, I remember one night sitting over at the Gorman compound.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about just, you know, wanting to do more comedy and wanting to get out and perform. But, you know, we didn't really have a, you know, spot to go do it that was convenient to ourselves. We had to drive to Indy to wait for a, you know, it was just going to be more than any of us could do with a kind of a work schedule. And so we were like, well, you know, why don't we try and start one? And I had some extra time on my hands. I went up to Dan and he loved the idea immediately, and we got it started, and it's just been growing, like you said, ever since.
Well, Dan, I'm glad you said that you guys can see a difference in the open mic, because that's a huge, that's a big thing for me as well. Is when we first started, it was like me and you and Grant and some other random people that would come. Yeah. But it has gotten it's gotten to have some really solid comedians in there for sure. People who grow every time, just get funnier and funnier each time.
Like you just said, you plant that seed, and what's really cool too is that it like I've always said, as far as Kettle Top as a music venue, I've always said I would love to have any band, whether you are a veteran, you're you know, kind of just getting started. You may not even have your own amp yet. Like we support that. And the same thing with this is the open mic gives people a chance to kind of, you know, kind of shake off that rust or kind of get you into that, which it kind of technically is public speaking. You know, you're up on a stage. It's a little intimidating. And so it's cool to see people that you would never imagine, you know, to get on stage.
Yeah.
And I think open mic has done that for them. And and who knows, it could blossom into something huge in the future. So
yeah, for sure. And here's kind of an example of what you're talking about. The owner and inventor of Bottoms Up Beer, Josh Brenner, was actually on our first showcase.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And he had a really great set. I really enjoyed listening to it. And talking to him afterwards, he's like, look, I started this company that's now wildly successful. And he's like, man, stand-up comedy has improved and continues to help me improve my public speaking. And I think that's just one of those things that, you know, not only is he, you know, really enjoying and, you know, seeing some success at the comedy side of things, but for it to spill over into his, you know, personal life is just, you know, awesome.
Plus, and I can't imagine what kind of benefit being able to make people laugh has, like, in a business environment, because I'm sure that
huge. Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've been in a sales background my whole life, so this is, you know, being able to get up and talk is something that, you know, is a skill that I definitely, you know, will never take for granted because it has a lot of different applications. But speaking of the open mic, this episode will be out before it happens. So guys, this coming Wednesday is our April open mic, the 11th, featuring Ryan McManus. We've got a great list of local comedians that are already scheduled. In fact, I have an alternate list for this show because so many people have signed up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've got, you know, a handful of folks, and I'm like, guys, I can't guarantee you a spot, but if someone backs out last minute, you know, show up anyway, and I'll give you the spot. So we've got a great mic lined up Wednesday night. Like I said, Ryan McManus of Morty's Comedy Joint and several other, you know, big shows around town will be in to do our feature there. And I'm just going to go ahead and segue that into, we just announced our April 20th showcase. Tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, our next showcase, yeah.
Yep, check the Kettle Top Facebook page for your link. Instagram as well. Eventbrite.com is where you can find those tickets.
Now, that is April 20th, so April that's 420 show.
Yeah, we got a holiday show.
So
Yeah. It's, you know, it's gonna be a lot of fun, you know, happening around Kettle Top Brewhouse that night. Legal fun.
Absolutely.
For
now,
anyone who's having any questions.
Right. Now, we're going to have a podcast for that show as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
With some of the headliners there, it might be slightly illegal in here, but just slightly. Slightly.
Maybe. You know, we'll just have to see how things shake out, but you never know.
Hopefully shake not.
I don't know. That was a really weird reference. Anyway. But no, we've got some killer folks coming in for that show. We've got Willie Griswold, who's part of comedy royalty around here. He's been on Bob and Tom's show. He's been on Paid or Payne on Sirius XM, and he does a lot of stuff up in Chicago. And he's coming down with another very funny gentleman from Chicago, Mr. Tim McLaughlin.
Yeah, Tim McLaughlin. Yeah, I've definitely heard that name around before.
Seen him on Fox or seen his work on Fox and Bob and Tom as well. So they're coming down, and they're going to do the April 20th showcase along with local comedians, very funny folks, Luke Basil, Donald Gibson, and Brooke Jefferson. So we've got an awesome lineup for that.
Yeah,
one.
That
tickets
should be a killer
on sale
lineup.
Now. Like Dan said, people are calling up to the last minute trying to get their tickets for these shows. So do not wait. Those are on sale now. Go snag them up.
Do you want to kind of explain the format of that? We did change originally from kind of open seating. Now we're trying to accommodate.
Yeah, exactly. We've got reserve seating and general admission. We've got reserve seating that goes first out of anything. That's the stuff that always goes first. We've got those for $15 a pop, and that gets you a seat with a table in the front area closest to the stage. You've got wait service and a complete food menu. And our general admission is virtually the same. A lot of tables, chairs, and also some nice standing room with some tabletops and wait staff as well. Full menu is available throughout the restaurant. We've got some wonderful stuff in store, food wise, and a lot of folks come out and grab dinner for these shows and have a blast, man. People just love it. I've talked to numerous people after these showcases. They come up to me and they say, "Hey, we'll be here every time.
Yep.
We just love coming out here." Big credit goes to the staff over at Kettletop, because that can be a tall order managing a comedy room, and you know, you guys have really nailed it down.
So if you're trying to make sure you have a table right there in the action,
yeah.
Reserve seating is probably the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been filling up fast.
You want your reserve seating, and those seats are placed for you. You don't have to go try and find your seats. We'll have reserve names on the tables there for you, and those will open up for seating at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 9, and it's always a blast. A lot of fun.
Yeah, and you guys have dinner at the Kettletop as well?
Yeah, and just to kind of... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No. It's...
Just to be clear, too, because I was just trying to think about a couple of things, as the owner of Kettletop, my wife and I, we appreciate feedback more than you know. So
absolutely.
Anytime we have any event, music venue, whether it be an act or comedians for the... open mic or even the showcase, we need that feedback so we can improve your experience. I never want to see anybody's dollar ever, not spent well. So, and anybody that comes in, if you have any problems at all, and which is great, because we got some of the feedback last time. We couldn't, project kind of the volume in the back room.
Yeah.
So we added a couple speakers. It sounds great back there now. Same thing with some of the high tops. There was lower seating. People had trouble seeing with people standing. So, there again, we took the feedback, got some more high tops back there, and now there's not a seat where you that's viable where you are able to see the show. So
absolutely, and he made a great point. Give us your feedback, and Dan, I'm actually going to kind of put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
I just had an idea, and I think it would be really cool. What if we had folks come out to the comedy open mic? Come out to the comedy open mic and fill out an information form with just like a small survey that I can put together. If they fill it out with their name and information, submit it to the bar, they could enter into a drawing for 2 tickets to the showcase.
Not a problem.
How are you feeling about that?
Not a problem at all. That's a great idea.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And to your point about the dinner, the menu is nice, because there again, you still get to have a unique menu for that night. So you're not trying to wait so long for, because the first time we did it, we had the full menu available, and it's awesome food. Trust me, wouldn't be there if it wasn't. But at the same time, you don't want to be waiting there, 25, 35 minutes for something that you feel could take 10 minutes.
Sure.
So we've narrowed that down to where people can now order off that special, comedy showcase menu.
Nice.
To where it's very quick service. You can, get it out to you quickly. But by all means, like you said, the staff is awesome. They do a great job. We do the best we can, but we're always looking for feedback and suggestions. So I think that's an excellent idea.
And
so
where can they get at you for that feedback? And so it's just like I know you guys are Facebook prevalent, but
usually Facebook, also email. So kettletopbrewhouse@gmail.com, or of course, Facebook through Messenger, or even just, in a general post to maybe even the show date. Like I said, as long as it's positive, it's something that we can spin and make better. We're all about accommodating.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that got me, excited to, work with you on promoting these comedy shows and the rest, was the fact that, if there was a change to be made, it needs to get made. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not one of those, for a lot of folks, it can become an issue of, it's not the way, I want it to be. So it's about the overall experience for the guests. And I think that's, one of the reasons I'm excited to be a part of these events at the Kettle Top Brew House. You know, and we love the amount of interest we're getting from these, and it's a whole lot of fun. So let's kind of transition into, I'd like to get folks kind of more acclimated with the story of Kettle Top. So
yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. How did Kettle Top kind of originate as an idea, and where does Creatures of Habit fit into that mix?
Excellent question. So Kettle Top Brew House, was, just to kind of give you some, like you said, background, backstory is, a few years ago, my wife and I, family, friends, everyone, probably I would say the last 7 or 8 years has been into craft beer, basically since I've been able to drink some delicious craft beer, legally. So, we got into it. We started talking about it. It was, hey, this is a great idea. They're popping up. We enjoy going on vacation. We enjoy having, you know, gatherings and meeting up at breweries. And this is really cool. And so at the time, I was working at Nestle here in Anderson. That's what really brought me to Anderson, was the job opportunity. And so, kind of a long story short, the biggest push was we didn't have one here. And so I literally was, I'm a numbers guy. I went to school for business, and I'm running these numbers, and I'm going to Indy, I'm going to Carmel, Noblesville, Fort Wayne, Westfield, to all these breweries, and I'm spending X, and that's fine, that's great.
Yeah.
But I'm literally making money at Nestle in Anderson, and I'm spending it at every other city but Anderson.
And that's huge. That's one of the biggest pieces of information, the amount of money made in this community and spent outside of it. That could completely overturn our economic state.
That's literally,
we could help generate money here. That's incredible.
And so that's how that started, was that it's not here. And there again, there's some awesome breweries out there. Trust me, there's amazing beer. I love supporting Indiana breweries and distilleries. It's the biggest thing is, though, is like I said, I'm making money from my own city and spending it elsewhere. And so it was really, you know, I don't mean to get, you know, I guess emotional behind it, but it was, it affected me, saying that, you know, as an investment to the city, I hear a lot of negative feedback at work and within my community. It's like, these are changes, small changes that make a huge difference that we could all make.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't be doing my, due diligence or even my kind of, mission in keeping, you know, Anderson on the rise if I didn't do that. So, like I said, that's why we started Kettle Top. Kettle Top was phase one. So we knew that we had to build the market. There was not a lot of brew pubs. There was not, actually, I don't think there was any technically brew pubs or brew houses.
Yeah.
I do give a huge shout out to the casino, Hoosier Park, for allowing Dan Patch Brew House to exist. I know they do get their Dan Patch wit from an Indiana brewery, Flat 12. So
yeah, and well, and like you said, there wasn't much here, and that, and Dan Patch is awesome. I've been there many times.
Yes.
But they are out on the south side of town.
Yep.
Which, depending on what part of Anderson you live in, can be a little bit farther
north
than
side.
You'd maybe absolutely. The other place, I mean, maybe the stable in Pendleton is probably the other nearest place. I mean, but even
there,
then,
again,
that's not
Pendleton,
in Anderson.
It's not Anderson.
Yeah, that's Pendleton, not Anderson. So, you know, it was definitely, you know, even though Dan Patch was cool, we definitely needed to broaden and give more options.
And so that's why, like I said, that phase one happened, because I knew in order to start the brewery we wanted to start, I'd have to build that market first. And so that's why I did not choose to do the brewery first, was knowing that, yes, we'll be successful within a community, but you're not going to get the response without trying to. And there again, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind on what they like or dislike. All I'm trying to do is educate you and let you decide in the end.
Yeah.
So by building the brew house, by having all these other options, I can compare and have that small talk at a brew house and kind of get you on those lines of, hey, there's other beer out there. There's a lot of great options that you're missing out on. And then that's what takes you then into, oh, now you're brewing something locally in your my own hometown.
Absolutely.
And it's so great to honestly see the feedback we get. That's like, you know, thank God you guys are here. We're so excited. And people don't realize that we feel the same way. It's no different. Like we're, you know, I've been here, 8 years now, 8.5 years. And it's like, we want this, you know, trust me, just as much, if not more than you do. And so we're not going anywhere. We built the Kettle Top to be that foothold. And so Creatures of Habit came about, like I said, as phase two, as the brewery, and that was our ultimate goal, was to be
and
able
I'm
to.
I'm just going to jump in and say, I love phase one, phase two. Sounds like so, fucking Death Star in here. I love it. Phase one.
Well, it's a good idea, too. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It takes a while to get a brewery up and going. I've done a lot of brewing, just small stuff by myself, and, you know, that stuff takes time to get to the place where you can make a large quantity and have it be also the same quality every time. So it's cool that you guys picked a spot that was a place you can serve interesting craft beer from yes. before you even have that craft beer technically. But yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I went to your naming event for mm-hmm. for your beers. So when does all that go down? Is that
excellent question? I get this about every week now.
Yeah,
and right. I keep everybody on the edge of their seat. So nice. All the names were submitted. They're in a little tiny gilded box. But they're in the box, and we went through some names and got huge, awesome, really cool responses. So nice. I can't wait to make that announcement, and that will come at the end of May. So everyone very out nice. There, if you're listening, please pass this on. That naming event was cool. Everyone had a chance to. Pick their name for their beer, and what I mean by that is this is our beer. This is Anderson, so we want people to feel a part of that. So anybody who submitted a name for a beer, if that beer name is chosen, you have the chance for naming rights and, of course, free beer for life. And so
that's awesome.
Nice.
That's what we felt was kind of really cool. Was that not that if we named it wouldn't be any more your beer. It's just that I wanted to make sure the community had a part in that, and they truly had a chance to give
that's
their
awesome. Do you want to divulge what you put in?
oh, I'm not. I can't divulge anything, but I will say.
I mean, they're all submitted. I mean,
I filled a card out of some pretty strong applications.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be upset if one of them doesn't make it. But
but at the I'll same understand. Time, I don't want to have any collusion possibilities.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be accused of collusion at this
all right,
point.
Well, we'll
yeah,
talk
yeah,
about that
true. Often. Yeah, collusion. Yeah,
yeah.
And I had one more thing to add real quick on that is that. As far as location, so
yeah.
I hope, like I said, this podcast spreads to many, many, many people because downtown Anderson is absolutely beautiful. Like
it
is a
yeah.
awesome place. Obviously, as Indy, as Hoosiers, we see that the wintertime takes its toll. We can't wait for summer. The weather's gonna break. Okay,
sure.
We're almost
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting
next,
there.
Next yep. weekend
yeah,
we got yeah. some, full sunshine coming. But
yeah.
you now have ability to go to an outdoor patio, have a beer, literally look across the way into a nice park with a huge stage
yeah.
of an awesome music talent. And so
absolutely.
That was a big draw for us. And Gaga, when I first approached him when I was downtown looking for a place to do Kettle Top, he couldn't be more supportive with not only Kettle Top being there, but the city of Anderson in general.
Yeah.
He went to Anderson University. He of course could probably go wherever he'd like, and he stays in Anderson. He supports it, and he's always there at Kettle Top to make
oh,
sure
absolutely.
That we're doing that next project.
Oh
so,
yeah, for yeah. sure, for sure.
It's cool to it's
big
cool
shout
to
out
that.
To Gaga for all of his contributions to this. He's just been super cool and just everything. A lot really supportive. Awesome guy for sure.
Yeah, and Kettle Top is a great place to see some decent live music in the city as well.
Absolutely.
Largely,
I would say more than decent. I mean, the talent,
there's been some great.
You guys, we together kind of talk about and bring in. It's I didn't even cut you off, but I'm giving a huge shout out to the bands that I was not familiar to until certain people like Justin or Kyle were able to kind of get involved and make that happen because. There again, when you're running not one but two businesses, it's really hard to do that homework, to do that legwork, and that's what's huge to me is to see the talent that comes in, the fun that people have.
Yeah.
Last night was a great example, and I know this is not necessarily about music, but
well, sure.
it's cool to see, like I said, the response from people that are like, man, every time I come here for music, you guys are doing something cool, something great, something different. You got original artists, you guys are doing. Something more than just fill in the slot.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's about way more than it's about way more than just making sure you have someone on stage for people to look at.
Correct.
You know what I mean? There's a people I know that I myself have being a lifelong, live entertainment, live music fan, I have emotional connections to venues. Sometimes I won't go see someone because they're not at a venue that I can connect with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that that's a huge part of the music going experience that, can make someone decide to go out and spend $50 on a Friday night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's a pretty awesome spot and a great fun stage to invite friends to.
Yeah. It's been a godsend for me. I'm not lifelong Andersonian. I came from Broad Ripple, and I would always be out at the bar or be seeing or playing a show all weekend long. And when I first moved to Anderson, that was the biggest thing, is there's nothing to do around here. There's no good shows. There's no great, like, I mean, I don't know. There's bars around here, but there's no, like, I don't know. It's a certain kind of scene you're looking for.
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
And it's the Kettle Top has just been great. Not only doing comedy there and having two comedy shows a month, like here in Anderson, that people can come see.
Yeah.
But having music on Fridays and Saturdays that is decent. And usually exceptional. Yeah. So
absolutely,
it's been great. Yeah. Like it's like
for sure.
Ever since I moved here, you know, I just brought the entertainment with me. It's been great.
Hearing that it was open.
Yeah.
You know what
totally.
I mean?
Totally.
I was just stoked to be like, yes, I don't have to, like you said, drive out of town or go to the south side of town just to have a brewery atmosphere or drive, you know, elsewhere. So, yeah, no, I agree. It, you know, kind of rounds out a part of the culture that I think has been trying to express itself in our city and now finally has a good avenue to do that.
So you may have already said this, but when can we see a Creatures of Habit thing happening? Is that's coming soon? Or
yes, it is. So I didn't want to, I guess, kind of.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you don't have a date, you don't have a date.
No, we do. So we have a soft opening plan for the end of May. That date will come out, will be announced, will be, you know, boosted, posted, etc.
Spread the
word on that. But the end of May is our target to ensure that we are up and going, brewing beer, being able to give some samples, as well as being able to sell exclusively at first at Kettle Top Brew House. So
nice. There
again, this is just something that myself, Daniel, and David, other partners are working on, because there again, I would love to see that the community, you know, gets a chance to get a first taste, to get a first idea of what I like, what I dislike, you know, things that I could possibly give suggestions or changes. Because, I mean, let's be honest, at the end of the day, no one wants to just be served bad beer. And so the biggest thing for us is that we strive for perfection. And so, you know, with that being said, is that we want to make sure that, you know, we are proud to drink that beer. We are proud to express our feelings on how much we appreciate the beer that's being brewed in our own city, and so in our county and our state. But you know, that beer will be available very soon. You're going to get more versions of what we've put out for a couple of our events we've put on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about three or four seasonals we plan to put in the mix too. So at any given time, you're looking at between 10 and 11 beers on tap. So that like I said, is going to be coming towards the end of May, and then of course Anderson on Tap is coming June 2nd this year on the first Saturday in June. So we're actually going to host an after party there. So
nice. We're
going to try to make that special, especially kind of geared towards that atmosphere, kind of open the place up to be very welcoming for that. And that's going to be kind of like I said, a soft opening throughout. And then eventually we'll have a grand opening and be in full swing. So
that's going to be a brew house. And you guys are going to have food there as well? Is that just in the grand opening phase, or are you going to have food at the beginning as well?
That's a great question. So the food technically right now we are making at Kettle Top. So I get this question all the time there again. Of course, we love to confuse people. No, I apologize, but it's just kind of how it worked out. So Creatures of Habit actually, as a brewing company, owns the eatery side of Kettle Top.
Nice.
And so obviously what's kind of unique and very fortunate for us is that we're able to offer food one block away at Kettle Top for Creatures of Habit Brewing Company. So,
which, by the way, some downright delicious food.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I thoroughly enjoy my Kettle Top cuisine.
Chef Kari Smith.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
For a killer menu, unique items, you know, smoked salmon tacos.
Yeah. You don't get that everywhere.
Are you kidding me? You can't go to the average place around here.
Definitely not in Anderson,
salmon tacos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So is that food going to be the same then? Or similar?
Actually, it's going to be the kitchen for the brewery starting out. So you've got, like you said, Chef Kari. Julian has had a huge part in that. Matt as well. You got a lot of guys that are really making, you know, that menu really stand out. And like you said, you know, the same thing. We appreciate the feedback, whether it's good or bad. We take it and we move on and improve. So that food will be available for Creatures of Habit, and it may change slightly depending on there again people's suggestions or requests, because our thought was we don't want to invest the money and spend on a kitchen down there when we could put it towards brewing beer, we can put it towards, you know, making a better atmosphere. And so our main focus was getting that tap room up and going as fast as we could. And the best, like I said, kind of first impression we could do without, like I said, breaking the bank on a kitchen. If I have an amazing kitchen and you come in and you have no place to sit, then I probably failed. Okay.
So
to answer your question, kind of a twofold there is the food is available at Kettle Top. We also will offer a delivery service. So anytime you put an order in, it goes right to the Kettle Top for order. And so hopefully...
Oh, you guys going to be rocking like a golf cart or something? Yeah,
so there again, we're kind of uncovering some treasures here. Okay, but yeah, we actually have a golf cart.
That's incredible.
We bought a golf cart for downtown delivery. So
that is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
What, so can you order from outside the tap house?
So we have actually a radius set up online.
We've got exclusives dropping on the Backstage Laugh podcast. That is killer, man. That is so cool.
So that's coming.
Yeah, that is awesome. As we wrap up here, I want to again give a big shout out to Dan and Callie Hiles over at the Kettle Top Brew House at 1213 Meridian Street, Anderson. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Kettle Top Brew House. The podcast, you can find us at Backstage Laugh on Instagram. And April 11th, we've got our open mic. Which we've got some really funny folks lined up. Ryan McManus is featuring. He'll come back and do the podcast. And then on 420, we've got our big comedy showcase tickets on sale now. Willie Griswold, Tim McLaughlin, Donald Gibson, Luke Basil, and Brooke Jefferson, hosted by yours truly.
Grab those on Facebook. Kettle Top.
Eventbrite.com.
On Facebook. Also, Eventbrite.com.
Kettle Top Instagram. We'll put that link in the bio. Justin?
Let's see here.
Anything else I'm forgetting?
I think you covered most of the stuff. Let me throw this out there. As a comedian, obviously Kyle and I are both comedians. Been doing it for not too long now, but Kettle Top is like the warmest, most creative environment. These are people who are ready to see a show, ready to laugh, ready to have fun. There's not a whole lot going on in Anderson, especially like what we're doing.
For sure.
And I think it's continued to bring people out, continued to be super well supported.
Growth through expression. That's my motto, and it has been from the beginning, growth through expression. And that's a great point that you bring up. Mm-hmm. And actually something I want to mention to Dan, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you or not, but at the last showcase, I had people coming up to me and saying, so hey, was there a cover tonight? Or like the comedians asking if there was a cover tonight or anything. And I'm like, everyone sitting here in this front area paid $15 a head to see you do comedy. And they're like, what?
Absolutely.
Like what? And what they're paying for is not only great comedy, like, but they're also paying for a great experience. When you buy a ticket to see a show at the Kettle Top Brew House, you're buying a great wait staff. Mm-hmm. You're buying great, unique menus. You're also buying great entertainment, and you're buying great beer. And
also, we're able to pay our comics.
Absolutely. Some places don't pay their comics, and you know, we make sure that people don't leave empty handed. You know, if you come and you perform your art for us, you know, we're gonna, you know, make sure that you're taken care of to, you know, what we can. Even if it's not a whole lot, we're gonna give you something. So
Once again, that's open mic on the 11th.
Yep.
The showcase on the 20th. We'll have a podcast after both of those.
We will.
Bringing you some comedy stories.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Sweet. Well, I'm Kyle Buck. You can find me at Uncle Buck's House on all forms of social media. And Justin, anything else?
I think that's all good. Right. Unless you have anything, any Kettle Top stuff, where can they find you? Where can they see you?
You already mentioned that, so we're good there. But honestly, just a huge appreciation, and I'm honored to work with you guys on a weekly basis. And I guess the only thing I really want to kind of put out there just for anyone listening is that, you know, this is where this started. It was a seed. It was planted, and I cannot wait to see what the future holds. It's already been amazing to see it as it is. So, and any ideas anybody out there has, whether it's Anderson, whether it's a local partnering city, just, you know, bring that forth and get it out there, because the time is now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you said that. That brings up something. Any fans we have of the podcast, anybody listening, any kind of feedback they have they want to give to us, they can shoot to us at backstagelaugh@gmail.com.
Yep, and it's all spelled correctly.
Spelled just like you think.
Backstagelaugh correctly at gmail.com.
We've gone to school here. Yeah, we know what's going on. We can spell things.
We got the memo.
So, yeah.
We got it.
Shoot us your comments. And with that,
we're out.